You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We find ways to avoid saying some of the strongest words in the language, and heck is one of the more versatile euphemisms that we have.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Hello.
So, Ann, why in the heck are we talking about heck today?
Why the heck not? Two can play at that game, Rebecca.
Touché.
Now, heck is a euphemism for hell. That's not going to come as a surprise to, I think, most people. What I was surprised about was that it's relatively new. It's one of the younger euphemisms we have for these taboo terms. The Oxford English Dictionary dates it back to 1865. That is younger than, for example, darn or gosh, two other euphemisms. Now, you will hear another euphemism for hell, which is H-E double hockey sticks or H-E toothpicks. But heck, more common than darn, more common than gosh. And one reason may be that it can substitute for other taboo words as well, including the F-bomb.
Oh,
right. Now, there's a really nice blog post for the Cambridge Dictionary blog by Hugh Rawson. And in it, he has this wonderful example. In 2011, when Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple Computers, died, the New York Times cited a headline from The Onion. And many people probably know The Onion as a satirical online newspaper. And The New York Times cited the headline as, "Last American Who Knew What the Heck He Was Doing Dies." But if you go back and look at The Onion, it's not what the heck he was doing.
I'm thinking it was probably the F-bomb right there.
It was. So you can see people using heck to substitute for other taboo words. Now, for me, and I'm curious if this is true for you, there are more and less awkward places where people use heck as a euphemism. For me, it sounds a little awkward when people say something like, "It's all going to heck."
Or, you know, my grandma used to always say something like, "Don't be raising heck," which I always thought sounded weird.
Or, "All heck breaks loose."
Yeah, yeah. Then there's this gem. The other day I saw an article about a movie theater in Tennessee that changed Hellboy to Heckboy on their marquee because they're across the street from an elementary school.
So that, to me, it becomes clear that you're being euphemistic. But there are other phrases where it's very idiomatic. For example, "a heck of a lot of money." That, to me, doesn't even feel that euphemistic. It's just a phrase, "a heck of a." "It was a heck of a storm." Clearly not as strong as if you were using the more taboo form. But if you look at the use of heck, "a heck of" is the most common form. But then there's another construction, which we started the show with when you asked the question, "Why the heck?" So we have this construction, "blank the heck." And we can put a variety of interrogative pronouns there. I'm going to list them here. Who, what, when, where, how, why. Theoretically, we could use whom, but I just cannot imagine anyone saying, "whom the heck? Whom the heck did you see?" Now, I'm going to ask you to guess, of those pronouns, who, what, when, where, how, why, which do you think is the most common when we say, the heck?
I'm going to go with how. You know, somebody saying, "How the heck are you going to pull that off?"
You are close. That is the second most common.
So close.
The first is what?
What? Oh, what the heck were you trying to prove?
Yeah. Exactly. So what is first, then how. I was actually a little surprised by how, but then I thought, oh, yeah, how the heck are you?
Yep, yeah.
And then we get who, where, why, when. And I have to say, that's a heck of a lineup.
Well, it was a heck of a segment, Ann. Thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.